This is Scenic Roots. Good afternoon, everybody. I don't want to waste any more time. This is one of my favourite sessions we ever recorded in the studio at the Chattanooga Downtown Library. This is recorded in March of last year. Hey, everybody. Welcome again to the library. As we do every week, we have assembled a stellar group of musicians here on the second floor in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library. For today's show, we've spared no expense to bring you the ultimate tribute to David Bowie. As the song says, they call themselves the Diamond Dogs.
Hey. That was Moon Age Daydream. Welcome the Alien. China Girl. That was a tune written by David Bowie and Iggy Pop. Still don't know while a million dead in streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the tales was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test to change it. We have Ashes to Ashes.
Shaking of nothing is kidding.
If you're just joining us in the last 15 minutes or so, this is Diamond Dogs. We are with them in the studio in the library on the second floor. They assemble regularly, Chattanooga musicians, to pay homage to the man they call one of the greatest rock stars of all time, David Bowie. The band is Jason Reed playing drums. Thank you, Jason. I was waiting for that. Michael Quarter playing bass. This is a family affair, as you're going to gather. Matthew Lennon Quarter playing rhythm guitar, as only he can. Scott Quarter playing lead. And the inimitable Eric Self, as a singer and lead rock star.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so very much.
Give love, give love, give love, give love. Whoa, TVC15.
The Diamond Dogs paying tribute to David Bowie, live in the library.
This is Life on Mars. This is one I want to dedicate to Richard, because I feel that he is the greatest thing that Chattanooga ever had in DJs and otherwise an intelligent fellow. And if that's enough butt kissing for one moment.
Brought the temperature up in the room just a little bit.
Richard, I love you. Man, I mean that. It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, and her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through a sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the lion who gives tears have struck the vein. 'Cause linens on sale again. See the mice in a million hordes, from Ibiza to the north of Broads. And Rue Britannia was out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sadding bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be ripped again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall.
I'm with you. Diamond Dogs are here in the studio, in the library, assembled as they are regularly to pay tribute to their hero, to the man they call one of the greatest rock stars ever. But, you know, Eric, I'm thinking about Bowie.
Yes.
And the biggest challenge for you, it seems to me, although maybe it's what at the same time attracts you to it, Bowie was always performing as a rock star, right? He was almost like an actor playing the part of a rock star.
Absolutely.
While at the same time, he's got this great band who don't quite get that. You know, Mick Ronson and those guys were just, they're rockers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They didn't like to do the makeup or any of that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So there's always that kind of tension between the music and the persona.
Yeah. I have that same problem with these guys. I can't get away to wear makeup. Except for Michael. Now, he wears Beatle boots. But nobody else wants to go that route. I don't know why. And Jason.
Well, you know, Eric. I mean, they just don't have your courage. That's all it is.
No, I guess it's because they're, you know, a flair for transvesticism. I don't really think they got that. I don't think Bowie had that. I've got it a lot.
No, I don't think he did. I think there were probably people who assumed he did.
Yeah, he wasn't into that at all.
But it was all just an act.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And an incredible actor, too.
Which gives you a real challenge, right? Yeah. Well, first of all, you know,
mental condition. I'm not acting. It's like a mental thing. I've taken medication for my problem. Bowie invented my problem.
So this being Bowie sort of frees you to be yourself. Is that it?
Absolutely. Well, not being Bowie. I mean, I'm being myself. When we do this thing, it's like it's more of a salute than anything. Like with your tribute acts, they try to be the character, whereas Bowie's more like the maestro, and us trying to be Bowie would be an insult to Bowie. Like we would rather, because I'm inspired by him. To be him, I couldn't do it. I tried to put a red wig on and all that stuff. But I wear makeup and stuff all the time. And Bowie would characterize different characters, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, he went through a blinding number of personas in the 70s,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, every year, it's like he doffed all the costume and took on a whole new one.
He would destroy each character they created.
Yeah. Yeah, but then at the same time, there's that kind of self-referential thing, especially in like the Ashes to Ashes song,
yeah,
where he's almost, you know, talking about himself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, too, he was coming off all the drugs and he just had a marriage crumble. You know, he'd got he was a single dad at that point, and he wasn't doing heroin or snorting cocaine or anything. You know, all that's the Berlin trilogy, really. Come off heroin in the heroin capital of the world.
Right. What I was wondering, I guess, is when you start paying tribute to Bowie, to whom are you paying tribute? What's in your head when you're performing?
I see Bowie watching. When I perform, I got this shadow of Bowie kind of.
Yeah, but which one?
all of him. It's really just David Bowie. It's him, the creator, the maestro, that creates these songs and these characters. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll take all your library and we'll put our spin on it, mm-hmm. because these musicians I play with have histories of their own, including me. And, you know, we've all got 30 years into a career minus Matthew. Matthew's just starting, you know. But we've all put our lives on the line for music. And us to do this is kind of like, okay, a break from trying to create to trying to explore an artist with that big of a catalog like David Bowie. And he's the black star, you know. To me, Bowie would be like my Jesus, you know what I mean? He's very spiritual to me. I take all of everything he said to heart. Even if he was acting, it had a profound influence on me.
Well, I think, you know, he was acting to make a point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of that stuff, could it have been, you know, he was dealing with Terry, you know, his brother, and his brother being a schizophrenic, and his family, and him trying to sort through all that and take from every person that he met. He would take a little something with him. Lindsey Kemp, you know, he took from him, and he took from, you know, Iggy and Lou Reed and, you know, all these people, you know. It's like, wow. So I go explore the Velvet Underground, you know. I'll go explore Iggy. Exploring Iggy, I fell in a hole in Iggy. I found myself in Iggy.
Well, I'm listening to you singing, and your voice, as it has to, changes from song to song.
Absolutely. It's great. I appreciate it. But, I mean, these guys, though, thank God we've got Scott and Matthew and Michael singing with me, because then I can kind of hide behind them. You know, I'm just kind of pretend.
I don't think you're hiding behind anybody, but you've got a great drummer.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, Jason Reed, a.k.a. Judas Ruthless. I've played with Jason a long time ago in a Ziggy Stardust character I created called Sir Joseph Idea, and he was a part of that band of 3 months, and we destroyed everything and destroyed everybody and got banned everywhere. So, you know, he come back 20 years later to help us out with this.
Bunch of little rock and roll rebels, aren't
you? Absolutely. Well, look, yeah, we're from the South, baby, you know.
and Mike nailed that bass part, didn't he?
Oh, he's amazing.
Man, that was
amazing.
Great. What are you going to do next?
We're going to do Ziggy Stardust. Thank you, Maestro. This is to the Maestro himself.
Files and school down here too, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could loop 'em to hide. He came on so loaded, man, well hung Snow White tan. So where were the spiders while the fly tried to sweet hand, oh.
Now Ziggy play. I think we're gonna dance. Let's dance, perhaps. You and the glasses and hat, I want you. talk too much, we just spell and play, but we move like tigers on Vaseline.
Well, the bitter on the bitter on a sunny guitar, you're messing with the spiders from Mars. Well, come on, hey, come on.
I'm Richard Wynnum. Thanks so much for listening. This is Scenic Roots live in the library. For the last hour, it has been the Diamond Dogs. We hope that before too much longer, they too will be back to perform live for all of us. In the meantime, we have them on the radio. Thank you for listening.